We have 44 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time now is 8:50, and it's time for the pre-opening market report on WYLL with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that Americans cut back on spending last month and saw no growth in their income. Consumer spending dropped 0.2% in October. That's down from an 0.8% increase in September and the weakest showing since May. Income was flat in the month following a 0.4% rise in September. The figures suggest economic growth will likely be weak in the October-December quarter. Consumer spending drives nearly 70% of economic activity in the U.S. Eurostat today says that the recession in the economy of the 17 Euro countries have pushed unemployment in the region up to a record 11.7% in October. 18.7 million people are out of work across the 17 EU countries. Spain and Greece have the region's highest unemployment rates, both over 25%. China's National Bureau of Statistics today says that China's grain production this year reached a record 589.57 million metric tons. That's a 3.2% increase from 2011. Corn output reached 208.12 million tons, an increase of 15.34 million tons from 2011, surpassing rice for the first time to become the largest grain category produced in China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 13,024, is up just over 2 points. The NASDAQ at 3,008 is down 3.5. The S&P 500 is at 1,414, and it is down almost 1.5 points.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Not much change has been indicated in the forecast for the Midwest over this next week to 10 days. Everything is going to occur about as suggested earlier this week, which means three frontal boundaries will pass through the region over the next week to maybe 10 days, and we'll likely see light amounts of precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest only with each one of these passages. Now, I say only, there will be a little bit of precipitation on the west side of the Mississippi, but I don't think we're going to see it much in the way of significant precipitation amounts. And the dry bias that everyone is so concerned about in the Western Corn Belt and Great Plains is not going to go away. And in fact, I'd say the odds are fairly good that we'll go very deeply into the month of December without any significant relief. And by that, I don't mean they'll be completely dry, but I'm just saying there won't be a storm system large enough to produce the kind of moisture totals that we need to make much difference to the overall bottom line. Hard red winter wheat country is suffering greatly from ongoing dryness. The concern is actually shifting somewhat to the heaving soil situation that is evolving across the region. Heaving occurs in any winter season where we see persistent or frequent changes in soil temperatures that are above and below freezing. That rapid expansion and contraction of soil conditions usually leads to a little bit of a lifting in the soil, eventually breaking down the topsoil to a powder, and also raising the potential for loosening some of the poorly established winter crops so that they might be blown out of the soil if their root systems are short enough. So we're going to continue to monitor that fairly closely. I don't think we've got any immediate problems out there, but if we continue to see these temperatures fluctuate greatly with the poor establishment that's out there in some fields, I'd say the odds are fairly high we're going to see blowing dust later in the winter season, and perhaps some concern about the condition of some of those crops. All right, well, back here in the heart of the Midwest, we will see our first frontal system passing through this weekend. The front is not expected to generate much in the way of meaningful precipitation, but it will at least produce a little bit of light rainfall in a few locations. Moisture totals are not likely to be much more than a couple tenths of an inch, and we'll likely see another frontal system come in fairly quickly behind this during the early to middle part of next week. Again, a couple tenths of an inch will occur most often. There might be a few locations that could get upwards to a half inch or so. The front will have a little more cool air behind it, and that should help to stimulate a little better rainfall potential. But almost all of this will be in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, maybe a few areas in Illinois. But Illinois' northwest will probably not see nearly as much precipitation as the southeast might. And, of course, the western Corn Belt will be largely bypassed by significant precipitation. Our third frontal system will move across the region as we get to the end of next week, about a week from now. And it will have even colder air behind it, and there will therefore be a potential for some greater amounts of precipitation, again, mostly extending to the northeast from the northern parts of the Delta into Ohio. The temperatures will be turning colder as we move through next week, but especially late next week into the following weekend. Extremely cool conditions may occur in the northern plains, but it looks like the air mass will moderate quite a bit as it moves through the rest of the region. We expect to see temperatures over these next few days unusually warm. In fact, they'll be well above average for much of the country. We'll look for afternoon temperatures reaching up into the 50s and 60s over the course of the weekend in the majority of the region, with some lower 70s expected in the far south. In the northernmost areas, we may still see some 30 and 40 degree readings, especially early in the forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. December wheat at 907, down 10 and a quarter. In Chicago, December wheat's 860 and a quarter, down 9. December corn, 748 and three quarters, down 2 and three quarters. March, 754 and three quarters, down 4. July, 746, down 3 and three quarters. December of 13 at 635 and a half, down 3 quarters. January soybeans, 14.38 and three quarters, down 9 and a quarter. July, $14 and a quarter, down 8. November 13, 13.01 and a half, down 7 and three quarters. December soybean meal, 4.40, down 2.70. December soybean oil, 49.70, down 7 cents. December live cattle, 127.82 and a half, down 37 and a half. January feeders unchanged in the trading session at 146.75. And December lean hogs, 83.87 and a half. They are up 17 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like we're living minute by minute with whatever is going on in Washington with the fiscal cliff. You had House Speaker John Boehner yesterday afternoon saying that no deal, he wasn't liking what the White House was proposing, and the markets at the end of the session got weaker.
Yeah, and I think that's just the biggest thing, Dave, on that part of things, the uncertainty. I guess let's put it this way. I think if something was decided, it would be positive. I'm not sure, you know, the details of a agreement would be as important as just that we've got an agreement at this point in time. So, yeah, that's definitely something that's kind of hanging over the market. But we've had a pretty good week so far this week. And coming up here at the end of the month, we had some bigger deliveries than expected maybe here this morning. But we're kind of bouncing back and forth on the beans, kind of, you know, between the top end and the bottom end of a downtrending channel, it looks to me like, kind of.
The December-March corn spread wasn't very strong on Thursday, kind of collapsed.
Yeah, and I think, you know, everybody from the cash standpoint is pretty much following the March now.
Mm-hmm.
These deliveries, even though it was bigger than expected, weren't any big amounts, but that's a little disappointing, I guess. You'd think that you wouldn't have any deliveries with cash bases or, you know, cash corn as tight as it is out here.
I guess we're waiting to say, show us the business. If we're going to go higher, show us the business.
Oh, I think that's where we're at on corn. I was really disappointed yesterday we didn't have any better export sales. Of course, we did have a short, you know, holiday week that we were looking at there. I think on corn, we need to see some export sales. We need to get some stuff sold to some of these other countries. Our corn, of course, is a little bit higher out of the Gulf, at least, because of the river problems. But, you know, we need to get some sold.
That river shutdown or potential complete shutdown by, you know, December 10th or so, what do you think will be the implications going forward of that if it happens?
Well, we were just discussing that in here, and I think that, you know, you can always get corn down there via rail
right,
if there's enough demand. And in fact, you can probably get better rates if you, you know, assure several trains instead of just a couple of trains. So, you know, that can get it can get done. But I think, you know, the river in the long run is still the cheaper freight and always has been. When it's in normal, I mean, kind of boils down to this whole drought situation. We need to get some rains and get some, especially up in the northern plains, we need to get some rains up there to replenish some of this in the Missouri and the Mississippi both.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick, December corn, 748 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. December 13, 635 and a half, down 3/4. January soybeans, 1438, down 10. November of 13 at 1302 and a quarter, down 7. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.